For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Simplify your federal agency's technology procurement with Connection Public Sector Solutions. Connection's dedicated account managers, commitment to exceptional customer service, and extensive catalog of federal contracts make IT purchases quick, easy, and affordable. Turn your challenges into opportunities and get rid of your technology pain points with Connection today. Learn more about what's possible with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.
All is fair in love, war, and challenges.
This is a dirty game, bro. And what I've always said is all is fair in love, war, and challenges. 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 And challenges.
Welcome to another episode of Love, War, Challenges. I am MTV Malik, and I'm joined by Tyler, Becky, and Antonio, aka The Bananas Defender. What's really good, guys? Today, we just finished watching the Challenge 34 War of the Worlds 2 reunion show. And let me tell you something, from the bottom of my heart, that shit was ass. She was 100% ass. First off, who the fuck told Swaggy P to show up? And you don't have shit better else to do? What the fuck you doing here, fam? Hold on, wait, tell me, what team is he on right now?
Is he still playing?
I don't know.
He hey, still Siri. Can't be on the Lakers.
What team is Nick Young on?
Yeah, he's still playing. Yo, check real quick.
Nick Young played for the Nuggets in 2018.
He doesn't 2018. Play.
He played for now.
2019. What? No, he plays.
No, he does play.
Maybe he's still on the Nuggets.
Oh, no, time out. You're right. He doesn't play.
Yo, no, he doesn't.
He's not on the team.
He's been in the league since 2007?
No, that's not right.
Yeah, 2007. First round, 16th overall by the Washington Wizards.
Oh, man, he's been in there since 2007.
Yeah. What? I thought he was a rookie when he was on the Lakers. Damn. My mind is like shot right now.
Yo, he was on the Warriors last year and got a ring?
Yeah, I knew he got the ring. Yeah. He was a bench player. Clearly, obviously.
Yeah, clearly. You know what? I don't want to get too much into Swaggy P and his career.
We talked more about him than he talked on the show.
Obviously, he wasn't a huge fan of the challenge. He just seen this as a good hosting gig. Yeah, go ahead and get Swaggy P the fuck up out of here. Completely the fuck up out of here. I don't know why I continue to watch these reunion shows. They are pretty much lightweight fucking torture. Just torture these things are.
I was not shocked because this is just the way they seem to do it. They talked about the final for like 2 minutes and then went straight into Twitter beef. And I was like, what the fuck? And I wish that they still have the shit they didn't show portion of it, too.
No, I'm 100% with you. I would have preferred the shit they should have shown way over these reunions. First off, this reunion by no means needed to be a full hour. But moving on, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, I was trashing the reunion.
Well, I like it.
I'm sorry?
I like the reunion. I don't know why he has a trashing on. Like, I get how you want them to talk about the final.
Because that's the most bananas he got.
No, I don't care about that. I'm talking about how you said the format of the reunion you didn't like.
Listen, you have more bananas in the reunion than you did this season.
No,
said. What the fuck is that on your face?
What?
Is that banana semen?
Oh,
dripping on your face?
You're
Go
an
get yourself a towel. All right, no. Wipe that shit off.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what Becky said, how she didn't like how they took the final. But how? What do you want them to say? They can't spend 2 hours talking on a final. Two to 10 minutes is the appropriate time because only less, literally a fourth of that cast is in the final. When you talk about in-season drama, majority of the cast is there and majority of the cast can talk about it.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Love War Challenger style. Let's just cherry pick a couple of the biggest takeaways and we could talk about that. First one I want to talk about is Johnny and Jenny. Now,
I already know where this is going.
I think it's true. No, it's true. Yes. Yes, it is. First off, Johnny is the most prolific cheater in challenge history. Him,
Back.
Paulie, and Tori are all notorious cheaters. Because let's not forget, Tori definitely fucked Jordan when she was fucking with Derek H.
Back.
So, I think it could be true. I think it could be very well true.
I honestly, I don't think so.
In Tori's defense, Derek was fucking with Angela before he broke up with Tori.
From Are You the One? Wasn't she fucking with somebody else on that?
But that
friend,
was...
Come on.
She cheated on dating.
She's openly stated that she has never been faithful in any of her relationships.
But Are You the One is a dating show.
That is a wonderful thing. So for all you out there, just know, you is winning in 2019. It don't matter how many you took. It doesn't matter how much cheating you did. You can still get wiped up. You go, Tori. You show them how it's done. And he just got a quarter mil? is winning.
But she is definitely not going to do to Jordan what China did to Rob Kardashian.
Fuck that. But back to the golden boy. So did he cheat on Morgan?
No.
No?
No.
Maybe not with Jenny, but I'm pretty sure he has cheated on Morgan.
I'm just saying, Nani was in there single. That could have happened.
No, I don't think in a million years that will ever happen again. Bananas and Nani. I think that was one.
Why?
I just don't see it.
People fall back into that all the time. It's easy.
Exactly. It's easy. But let me tell you something. We all know that Paulie and Bananas don't like each other. So is it possible that Paulie is just talking out of his ass?
Yes.
Yes, it is possible. But I think it's very much a situation where Johnny's reputation precedes him. He cheated on his girlfriend with Camilla. He cheated on his girlfriend with multiple other females on the challenge. And talk about a notorious cheater who got to stay with the same girl for a long period of time, which is weird.
All right, well, like,
I don't know.
Listen to this.
The girl.
The only two people to say that Johnny cheated were Paulie, who, you know, this is clearly against him, and Idris, who is so thirsty for any action, he will, like, sell his soul to the devil. Numerous people...
Doesn't mean he's lying, though.
Okay, but numerous people in the house, like Kaylee. Kaylee is not friends with Johnny. We've seen it this season, how, like...
Kaylee and Johnny made out on Final Reckoning.
Yeah, but are they best of friends now? No. And she even... And she...
She said she didn't see anything.
Yeah.
That's
but wasn't
said.
He
she
fucking
said...
with Ninja... wasn't he fucking with Natalie during that time? See what I mean?
Johnny and Natty never fucked.
Yeah.
They just made out, or whatever you want to call it.
Wait. They were dating, right? They were up in People Magazine on a date and shit.
Just because...
Dating.
Even if they were dating, that doesn't
dating
mean they fucked.
Dating is fucking.
No?
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
No, it doesn't.
They were dating for publicity.
Well, I'm just saying.
Wanted to
dating,
be on Celebrity Big Brother.
Dating or not, just because there's someone's dating doesn't mean they fucked.
Yeah, yes, wait, are you saying Johnny didn't hit that?
I'm saying that's what Natalie said.
I think that Natalie has higher standards and does not want to fuck Johnny.
I mean...
Oh, I'm here for that. Oh my God.
We won't know the truth because, you know, there's three sides to every story. There is one side, the other side, and then the truth. And we will never find that out.
Wait, is Johnny saying that he smashed those cheeks though?
I don't know.
No, he said he never did.
I think he openly said he never had sex with him.
It sounds like it's one fucking side, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
He has never said that he slept with her. He said that they were casually dating, which was really just publicity stunts trying to get him onto Celebrity Big Brother.
Casually dating means we're usually just fucking more regularly than an actual couple. That's usually what it means. I am surprised. This is news to me. But let's go ahead. Yeah, let's go ahead and move on. Cardi versus LaRue. I put out a tweet earlier tonight about how I was thoroughly surprised about the civility of that exchange between Cara and LaRue. They both pretty much said their pieces, which they have said before multiple times on social media and in interviews. And it really does seem like a lot of the sting of their relationship has been taken out, kind of like a Bananas and West rivalry nowadays. Now it's you know, that rivalry is a lot more of fun. We're just never going to work together. And the name of the game is to go against each other. And that was kind of the vibe I was getting this time around. I was surprised by the civility. Did Cara and LaRue not just screaming at each other? Did that surprise you guys at all?
No. I mean, Laurel, even when she's gotten into other altercations on other reunions, she never really, she's not a nanny. She's not going to scream in your face. She's a very quiet person that's like, if you want to fight, we can fight. But that's really it. I don't see Laurel as that crazy psycho person who's just going to start screaming at people.
I mean, we also seen this in like the older rivalries that they're not really like yelling at each other. They're more like civil talks. Like you see Johnny and Wes, Cara and Laurel, they're more like talking to each other. Then we see like Paulie and Josh, they're yelling in each other's faces. Like that's like something I feel like it's more the newer generation compared to the older ones.
Bananas, while I got you here, let me ask you, what was your favorite moment from this season?
Now I got to think about it. Are you talking about like game standpoint or like...
just your favorite moment from this season?
I would say the proposal. I mean, that's something you don't really see at all. So just as a witness it, you know, I would say that's a pretty great moment.
Becky, what was your favorite moment?
Honestly, I gotta say, the winning and just killing and shutting everybody up by really doing and putting in work. I really have so much. It really brings a tear to this cold heart to watch D really succeed.
My favorite part was when Josh tried to fuck Amanda.
That wasn't this season. This girl is having a baby and you're still like talking about her and Josh.
You need to chill the f- out before challenges. You're too stressed.
I'm realizing with our team, something's not working.
Oh, you're just now realizing
And
that?
I'm realizing that
we
it's
lose
our...
every challenge.
It's our communication. But also I think that there needs to be... I'm a very affectionate, passionate, like, I need... I need, like, the female touch. I
need... I'm doing a little bit of flirting with Amanda. I think that she's hot, but not only that, the way that she carries herself, just her sex appeal, her confidence, she drives me crazy.
There's so many girls in this house. Go hook up and get massages.
Yeah, but I'm trying to build my team dynamic with you so we can become a better team. It doesn't benefit me to give them good when I can give you good.
Disgusting.
Potentially help us win. I think the situation is that we're both sexually frustrated and you
I'm
and I
not at all. Josh is just more of like a brother to me. Like, he's really emotional, he's young, and he's a little too nice.
Why don't you kiss me to shut me up? That'll probably stop me from talking.
Ew, because then I'll throw up.
Nah, in all honesty, my favorite moment was seeing CT get his third win. He was always known to be one of the most dominant players. You know, he's a little bit slower. He's not as muscular. A lot of people already think that he's past his prime. And to see him eke out another win while not being the most dominant, while probably being one of the most smartest, he played a really good mental game, a really good social game. And we all know the deal. If you got three wins, I mean, three wins is really all you need. You're a legend. I mean, we know some guys have quite a bit of championships when we're talking about, you know, the Kennys and the Johnnies or whatever. But once you get three is getting like 3,000 hits in baseball. Get 3,000 hits in baseball, you're going to the Hall of Fame. unless you're Pete Rose.
So wait, so what do you call six rings?
Six rings? Extremely lucky he didn't go down for the that's what I call it.
You're an asshole.
Oh my.
Yeah. Any smart fucking rebuttal for that? God. Yo, listen. We all got our faves, we all got our biases, but you gotta slide that cock out of your mouth just a little bit.
That was actually a serious question. I mean, you were doing it to CC just now.
He's been deep-throating it for the last 3 weeks.
What'd you say? Okay,
here goes the thing. Yo, listen, here goes the thing. Nobody is denying that Bananas is the greatest challenger.
I got plenty of people I mentioned saying that.
Has he had help? Yes. Is he the fastest? No. Is he the strongest? No. Does he have the best social game? No. But he was able to put together enough pieces, enough times, over enough seasons, which there's a whole fucking lot up against his atrocious fucking elimination record. Carver can't relate, but he was able to put it together enough times to win it. And no matter what, that says something. He got those chips, and nobody's taking it away from him. So once again, slide the cock out of your mouth. It's okay.
I got a few people, a certain someone whom I can't say the name of. They were saying how everything he accomplished was, you know, rigged, and which I consider complete bullshit.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next, Rogan and D.
But the whole thing with D and Rogan is what a fucking tool bag Rogan is. After all this, just what he did to her was ridiculous.
Yeah, it wasn't cool.
I mean, yeah, Rogan is clearly wrong in the situation, but like, D was warned so many times, and just for her to ignore the signals too, I'm like, I'm not blaming her, but like, she had the choice to leave, but still, I'm not like saying Rogan right, Rogan's completely wrong, but like, D should have realized too.
Okay, let me tell you something. When a guy is telling you one thing, and you have feelings for them, you become blind to the possibilities. And even if you have doubts in your mind, you don't want to believe it because you really, really like this person. And that's what happened to D.
That's because women always think they could change a guy.
Look at what happened with Georgia and Bear last season.
One's a pedophile, one's a racist. So what do? Get together and hate on young black children?
You should really listen to Georgia's Challenge Mania podcast. The first like few minutes covers that situation up.
I did. And I didn't buy it at all. It was 100% bullshit.
He wanted to talk about Nani versus Pauly, but I don't remember a fight between Nani and Pauly. I remember a fight between Kara and Nani.
It was a three of them.
Pauly was involved.
Yeah, it was a three of them.
But Pauly really wasn't fighting with her.
No, it was...
He was like, listen, I...
It happened like early on when they were talking about how Nani... Like, Carl was talking, it was about Nani's comment, or Carl's comment, and Carl was talking about how, as women, we shouldn't, like, rile up men so, like, they don't swing at us, and then Nani said something how, like,
yeah,
oh, I didn't swing until after Pauly, like, shoulder checked her, or whatever you call it, and then that's how they got into the whole...
Number one, Pauly never shoulder checked her. If you watch the video, she ran up and ran into his shoulder. He was turning and walking away. I fully agree with Kara. The situation with a lot of females out there these days, which is really annoying, is they want to get in men's faces. They want to put hands on men, knowing full well the men cannot respond and hit back. Because if they hit back, they're demons and they hit a girl. So I think women these days are pushing these boundaries to a point where one of these days, girls are going to get hit, and I don't feel bad for them. If you're going to put your hands on a man, eventually they're going to snap and they may end up putting hands on you. Do I feel like it's right? No. But do I feel like sometimes women need to chill with putting their hands on men? Yes.
Oh, honestly, I agree with you. Like, I was, especially as like a man, like when like a girl gets into my face, like my first reaction is, you know what? Like, walk away, back off, let them just talk. But then like, I've seen like, videos on Twitter and shit where like these girls, like, they'll get into a guy's face, start smacking them, punch him in the face, and then next you know the guy gives the girl a right hook, and then you see the comments saying, oh, this guy's fucked up, but like this guy is like just minding his own business and he's getting cracked left and right. So like you guys push for equality, so like if you want to treat everyone equal, I'm gonna treat a girl the same way I'm going to treat a guy and react the same way. Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, I also do not think that guys should hit girls.
No, no.
But I think girls need to keep their hands to themselves. Because at the end of the day, I am not going to expect a man to hit me. But if I punch a man or I slap a man, I'm not expecting to get slapped back.
Self-defense goes full circle. That's all I got to say.
Damn. You know, I think Carver got it all wrong because violence is never supposed to be the answer. And man, woman, dog, child, mineral, vegetable, everybody needs to learn to keep their hands to themselves unless they're in mutual combat or a combat sport or anything like that. The thing about it is, it wasn't even that serious. I think it got blown up for the reunion, but it really wasn't nothing crazy. But let's go ahead.
Honey brought it up.
Huh?
Honey's like, well, I wasn't going to be anything until your boyfriend body checked.
Wasn't that big of a deal. They were doing competition. They got a little close to each other. Really, at this point, it's no harm, no foul. No need to blow it up. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Love War Challenges. What's good?
How's it going? This is Derek Kaczynski.
So this is Paulie, and you're listening to Love War Challenges.
What up, Malik? This is Cara Maria. This is a shout-out to the Love War and Challenges podcast. You're totally awesome.
Love War Challenges. For anyone listening to this, they're at LWC Podcast.
World's most dangerous podcast.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
Smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Let's go ahead and move on to Laurel having sex with a pet.
She didn't have sex with a pet.
What?
She gave a pet a blowjob.
I don't know why. How is that somehow worse, though? I don't know why. Like that's like it's one thing to have sex, but like, oh, you just blew him? Like, that's it? I guess because it's like you're servicing him and then went about your business. Like, your mouth was at the same place a 15-year-old's mouth was.
Oh, God.
Let's just dwell on that for a moment. Let's talk about that. God.
Antonio's like, I don't want to talk about this.
I mean, after everything we do know, who is trying to fuck Bear? Like, how fucking sad do you have to be?
Kayla.
Oh, shit.
But Bear literally said
that. I totally forgot about that.
Bear fucked like almost every female in that house, I feel like.
But at this point, you know that he, you know what he does. You know the allegations. And granted, they haven't been proven in a court of law. And I don't know how much is innuendo or how much of it is actually true. But you got to think that the allegations is enough to give you pause.
She was in his room in her underwear. He was slapping her ass while she was in very, very skimpy panties.
Maybe they're just friends.
You're going to tell me.
Honestly.
Okay, because your friends just jump around in skimpy panties right in front of you. And okay, be on your way.
For me, those were the college years, but I don't know how they get down over in the United Kingdom.
I think Kaylee said it the best way. If you're horny and just want to fuck, call Bear. He doesn't care. I think that's the best way to put it.
That's sad.
Gross.
Because men out here need to respect themselves. They can't go around here just slinging his sausage for no reason. These men need to respect themselves and carry themselves with a higher self-esteem.
I'm just surprised Bear doesn't have a kid by now. Honestly, I'm really surprised he doesn't have a kid.
He knows how to wrap it up.
Speaking of kids, let's go ahead and talk about Josh. So apparently, Josh and Georgia came really close to having sex. And I guess Josh is Hispanic. So I guess Georgia...
Cuban.
So I guess Georgia is kind of okay with the Hispanics as long as they're not a Negro. So I guess they almost had sex, but Josh couldn't get it up because he was too drunk. Let's talk about that. What's wrong with Josh's dick?
Why are we talking about this?
Becky. Because it's a reunion and they only talk about stupid shit.
Georgia is not Amanda. So.
No.
You know?
No.
Because remember that time? Tried to fuck Amanda.
I do remember that time.
You need to chill the out before challenges. You're too stressed.
I'm realizing with our team, something's not working.
Oh, you're just now realizing
and
that?
I'm realizing that
we
it's
lose
our...
every challenge.
It's our communication. But also, I think that there needs to be... I'm a very affectionate, passionate, like, I need... I need, like, the female touch. I need... I'm doing a little bit of flirting with Amanda. I think that she's hot, but not only that, the way that she carries herself, just her sex appeal, her confidence, she drives me crazy.
There's so many girls in this house. Go hook up and get massages.
Yeah, but I'm trying to build my team dynamic with you so we can become a better team. It doesn't benefit me to give them good when I can give you good.
Disgusting.
and potentially help us with. I think the situation is that we're both sexually frustrated and you
I'm
and
not
I'm
at all.
Josh is just more of like a brother to me. Like, he's really emotional, he's young, and he's a little too nice.
Why don't you kiss me to shut me up? That'll probably stop me from talking.
Ew, because then I'll throw up.
And Amanda, Queen Amanda, was able to stand up and resist the come-ons from Josh. I mean, who could resist that? Who could resist that blockhead ass, square-jawed ass, stay-crying ass, looking ass? I mean, how could you ever resist Josh from Big Brother, Mr. Pots and Pans himself? Only Amanda had the power to do that. Any other woman would have been subdued. So how was Georgia able to fight that off?
I mean, obviously she wasn't. His dick fought it off. Because it couldn't stay up.
Well, hopefully...
He had the whiskey dick.
Well, hopefully in the future, Josh will be able to get his dick to work. Until then, we'll have to suffer through another fucking season with that guy. Let's go ahead and wrap this up with the thing we liked the least about this season. What is it about this season that really rubbed us the wrong way that we didn't like, that we couldn't stand? Becky.
I still am so upset. They're so focused on the negativity and the drama. They had an extra hour pretty much every episode, and there was not as much fun. They weren't showing that. And I miss the days when the challenge gods wanted to show you them having fun versus them getting in each other's faces and being assholes to each other.
It's funny you say that because in the interview with Paulie, he said that he was really angry about that. That's the fact that, you know, he woke up singing, it was dancing, and that he had a blast and it was a lot of fun. And he feels like the challenge didn't show any of that. He felt like it was a lot lighter than how they showed it. And I think they just kept that because that was the theme of the season. And that's why they kept it a little bit more hardcore. Bananas.
So on to what Becky's saying, I feel like the positive and negative thing, I think that's on us as fans. I feel like as a producer, I'm going to go into what brings more ratings. And if I see negativity and people attacking each other brings more ratings, then that's what I'm going to show more. If I see positivity and people being friendly to each other brings in half as, like, not that much ratings, why am I going to waste time airing it when I could show something and that'll get me a raise, you know? But
a lot of people have mentioned on Twitter and in the other retrospect saying that they miss the fun times, and they've been uploading throwbacks of when they would have pageants and when they would have costume parties. I mean, they had a whole thing where DM brought all of her wigs and everybody put them on, and then they had spandex and were running around the house just having a good time.
DM in the PM.
DM in the PM. Love DM in the PM.
But look at the cast back then and look at the cast now. Back then, they all played the game for what it is. Now, so many of these cast members, they play the game and bring the game and mix it with their personal life. Like back then, people like, oh, you know what? It's a game move. It's fine. I understand where you're coming from. I hate you for doing it. But they're able to move past it. Now they're like, all right, fuck you. Get you back next season and shit like that. And they bring it towards social media and stuff like that.
I think that the level of competition is harder, and that's what you're kind of trying to allude to. But the situation is no, I don't think that these people didn't take it personal. I think that at the end of the day, they have bred a very competitive situation. So, and I've said this before, competition brings out the ass in a lot of people. They turn into dicks because they want to win so badly.
Now, like, as we're talking about it, I'm realizing it too. Like, another reason could be is that back then, the casting pool was so small. You had just MTV, Road Rules, Real World, and Are You the One. Now you have such a big pool, a casting pool, where everyone's trying so hard to get onto the show. So if you don't make an enemy or make a mark, you're not getting called.
That's going to do it for us over here at Love War Challenges. Just a couple of our quick thoughts about some of the stuff on the reunion. We are going to be taking a quick break until after the new year. We're over 60 episodes in less than a year. And trust me, if anybody deserves a break, it is my ass. Anybody who's going out there to Challenge Mania Live out there in Nashville, expect to see me and the love of my life, Monet. Expect to see Becky there. Bananas wants to stop by, but...
I'm trying to see my school schedule out, and my last semester starts that week, so I'm trying to figure some things out.
Yes, we have to see what immigration says.
Wait,
what are they going to send it back to? Ireland? Wait, what is your background?
I'm Italian. Oh, Italian. What? Come on, everyone knows this
Sorry, I forgot.
You don't hear my accent?
It was just an I.
So also, make sure you check us out at YouTube. lwcpodcast.com. I just uploaded our latest interview with Paulie Califiori, and one of the things I asked him is, tell me about how Nani tried to fuck you. So listen to that and let me know what you guys think. We're going to be having a lot more exciting content for you guys over on YouTube. That's going to wrap it up for us here. Just know that we greatly appreciate all of you guys listening. Thank you. It's been one hell of a year. And good night, guys. We will see you in 2020.
Yep.
Bananas, close us out.
All right, last one of 2019. Another great episode, Podsters. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you stay updated by following us on Twitter and Instagram at LWC Podcast. Join us up on Facebook at facebook.com/lovewarchallenges. Also, check out our website, lwcpodcast.com. Make sure while you listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and YouTube, give us 5 stars, give us a great review, and most importantly, make sure you subscribe. Have a great day, Podsters. Peace and happy holidays.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone, we'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p, up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering, $650 via virtual prepaid card, allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.